on his way. He did have a 12:30 telephone call, a long-distance call. He'll be here. I'm going to start before the other members are here, because one, we have a quorum, and two, we're going to try to get finished before a deadline for Governor Egan's memorial service today. Gentlemen, you have before you all the bills. They are in numerical order. Senate Bill 47 is an act relating to the reimbursement for the cost of land clearing. Any objections to calendaring? CS for sponsor substitute. Senate Bill 47, Finance.
Yes, I'm going to object.
Going to object to this bill? Okay. Senate Bill 47 will be held. Senate Bill 186 is an act relating to, let the record show, Senator Ferguson is here right now.
I want to go back to 47.
Yes, I certainly will. If that's all right with you, Senator Kelly. Senator Ferguson, we've just begun. We were on the first bill, Senate Bill 47. It's an act relating to the reimbursement for the cost of land clearing. There was an objection. If you have no objection, we can calendar that bill.
No objection.
No objection. Okay. Senator Kelly, it was a part of a Senator Moss, Representative Schultz compromise on ag bill. So, Senate Bill 47 will be calendared. Senate Bill 186 is an act relating to named recipient grants by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. This tightens the law versus the Hammond-Bradner case on what we can do and how we do it in the budget and capital bills. Any objections to calendaring Senate Bill 186? Hearing no objections, 186 will be calendared. CS for Senate Bill 202, Finance, is an act establishing the Yakutaga State Forest. Any objections to calendaring?
How many acres is this?
I think it's like 44,000? 446,000.
A lot of park.
A lot of park. Any objections to calendaring 202, Finance? Hearing no objections, we'll calendar that bill. CS for Senate Bill 247, Rules, is an act relating to child care centers in the state. Gentlemen, this bill was before us last week, and when we had the CS proposed to us by Senator Fahrenkamp's office, a fiscal note also came with it that we recommended. What I would like to do is, at the request of the finance chairman, is rescind our action on the fiscal note presented to us by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee through Senator Ferguson's office and adopt the finance CS, which is a zero fiscal note.
Madam Chairman, I have a question. How can we sit here and pass this bill if it's not going to cost us anything? It's obviously going to cost us something. You're looking at leasing space in state building. That's going to cost money.
Are there any other comments?
I agree with him.
I agree with him, too.
I agree with him.
Should we send the bill back to finance? Is the will of the committee?
Should find a... I can't in good conscience just vote for something that has a blank and you know it's going to cost perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars. If they would just give us some kind of an estimate, but when they put down $128,000, I don't know what that means for two full-time people, and that's the end of it.
First of all, I will make the motion to rescind our action of last week in recommending this for floor action with the Community and Regional Affairs fiscal note. Any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, we've rescinded the action. The bill is before us. What would you like to do with the bill?
Finance says that they won't give us a fiscal note.
They did. Finance, from what I understood, objected to the fact that the Rules Committee adopted a fiscal note that they hadn't seen. And so I would have no problems with sending the bill back to finance. Okay. All right, I would move
with
that.
With the request, to respectfully request them to give us a projected fiscal note, and then we'll go ahead and look at it and calendar it and go.
Okay, no objections to that? All right, CS for Senate Bill 247 will go back to rules. CS for Senate Bill 288, Resources. This is a bill relating to the Board of Fisheries and gives them locations for selection. Any objections to calendaring?
Question. How many judicial districts do we have? Four or five?
Five, is it not?
What?
How many judicial districts are there?
Four.
Four? Any objections to calendaring? 288, Senate Bill 288, Resources, will be calendared. Senate Bill 289 is an act relating to the discharge of firearms and hunting and fishing in state parks and recreation areas. This bill was on the calendar. It was pulled back by the prime sponsors to the Rules Committee, and the prime sponsors have agreed on version one in your packet of a Rule CS, and with the addition on line 20 of a little blurb that says of public safety. So it would be a regulation adopted by the Department of Public Safety for public safety purposes or public display of local wildlife. Any objections to calendaring CS for Senate Bill 289 rules? Okay, hearing no objections, we'll calendar that bill. Senate Bill 303, excuse me, finance version relating to the practice of social work. This sets up a registry. It doesn't set up a new board, but a registry relating to the registration of social work and setting up various degrees and levels and masters and bachelors and clinical and all that good stuff.
It makes a new board of social worker examiners?
It does not make a new board. It sets up a registry. The administration was opposed to a board, so this was a compromise between the administration and the social workers.
Why does the fiscal note say board of social worker examiners?
That's the old title of the bill, where the... There's not a new board. I promise you that.
Okay.
But it does give the number of... That's the old fiscal bill. Let's see, that was the original... The original bill did set up a board, and the new... The CS finance takes the board concept away, and it's just a registry.
Right.
Any objections to calendaring 303? Okay, hearing no objections, the finance version will be calendared. Senate Bill 334, Finance, an Act relating to health resources development. I don't know anything about this bill. Any objections to calendaring 334? Finance. Hearing no objections. Calendar Finance CS for Senate Bill 334. Senate Bill 336, an act relating to federal crop insurance. Any objections to calendaring the resources version? Senator Kelly.
I'm going to object because I'm beginning to wonder what the farmers are paying for themselves out there. And I'm sure Patrick can explain that to me. I'm going to ask that question. The state is getting the land, paying the clearance, paying to get the insurance, buying the crops from them, subsidizing transportation of the crops, and it amazes me that the swamp can object.
Okay. Any other objection?
The next thing, now they're going to pay them for not planting anything.
Senate Bill 336 will be calendared. An act, let's see, where? Oops, no. CS for Senate Bill 360, Judiciary, an act relating to checking accounts. Senator Ray, you want to tell us about this?
Not really.
All right. Any objections to calendaring 360?
Good bill.
All right, you can go now. Thank you. Senate Bill 360, Judiciary Committee, will be calendared. CS for Senate Bill 427, an act repealing the pooled music copyright law. Any objections to calendaring?
I can tell you all about this.
Why don't you tell us about this? Why is it back to us again?
Well, this repeals the requirement that ASCAP make a list of those tunes to come under their control annually. So if you want one from now on, you have to write to Congress.
Okay. Any objections to countering this bill?
They haven't been doing it for years anyways.
CS for Senate Bill 427, Judiciary, will be calendared. Senate Bill 461, an act relating to the management and use of water in mining. This sets up two new loan programs. And is this the one, two new loan programs and two grant programs? Where's Jim?
Yes.
Yes. In the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Conservation. Any objections to calendaring Senate Bill 461? It does have a fiscal... This one doesn't have a fiscal note. The fiscal note is coming. Hearing no objections, Senate Bill 461 will be calendared. CS for Senate Bill 469, an act relating to credited service under the Public Employees Retirement System. What is this about?
This allows BIA employees to come under the state system, but there's provision in here that prevents from double dipping.
Any objections to calendar? Senate Bill 469, State Affairs, will be calendared. CS for Senate Bill 470, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to insurance, is a giant bill, and we have a CS. And Donna, if you'll come up and tell us about the CS, please. For Senate Bill 470, and state your name for the tape, sir.
Sure. My name is Don Cope, I'm Chief of the Market Surveillance Section of the Division of Insurance. The amendments, the CS makes some changes in the bill that allow for a tax exemption for those aircraft that are involved in interstate or foreign commerce. It's a jurisdictional thing. Should we be taxing an airplane that's in the air or somewhere over international waters or over Canada? And it's just too tricky to deal with.
Were you saying intra or inter?
Inter.
Interstate?
Interstate or foreign commerce.
Have you been taxing, for example, Alaska Airlines?
No, sir.
And why wasn't this done in the Labor and Commerce Committee? Why are we getting this here?
Overlooked. It's our fault.
Continue, sir.
And let's see. There were also a couple of amendments to, for example, insert the word lines after surplus in one of the, on page 12, line 10. Basically, that was an omission.
Would you classify all these amendments as technical?
Editorial.
Is there any questions from the committee? Any objections to calendaring the CS for rules? Oh, is there any objections from the Labor and Commerce Committee? No. Okay. Any objections to adopting the CS and calendaring? Okay. CS for Senate Bill 470 rules will be calendared. Don, thank you very much for coming. CS for Senate Bill 503, Resources, an Act Relating to Hazardous Waste, Changing Penalties for Environmental Pollution Violations. Gentlemen, this bill has a large fiscal note that the Finance Committee did not have, and it's the request of the Finance Chairman that this bill be sent back to the Finance Committee so that the fiscal note can be looked at. Is there any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, CS for Senate Bill 503 will be go back to Finance with that request on the fiscal note. Senate Bill 533, making a special supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for residential care facilities for children and providing for an effective date. Any objections to calendaring this bill? Hearing no objections, this bill will be calendared. Senate Bill 550, an act making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature. You all know about this. This is a staff payment through the 145th day. Any objections to calendaring?
I object to staying to the 145th day. I don't object to calendaring.
All right. Great. Any other objections?
I move we eliminate his staff.
Senate Bill 550 will be calendared. Senate Bill 551 is an act authorizing the expenditure of more than $1 million from the Disaster Relief Fund for water and sewer system failures. The governor can expend up to $1 million out of the Disaster Relief Fund when he so declares one. There's more than $1 million damage been done. I heard that, Senator Ray. And therefore, the legislature must authorize this expenditure.
Disaster Relief, Madam Chair.
I beg your pardon?
Is breakdown of the sewer system considered as a disaster?
When the governor declares...
It depends on where you're standing. Or sitting.
When the governor declares it's a disaster, it's a disaster.
Right.
Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 551 will be calendared. All righty. Where am I? Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, encouraging the extension of a four-lane highway from south end of the Clinton Flats to the Palmer Wasilla Y. I'm told this is an extreme emergency. This bill must be calendared immediately. Any objections?
I'll object just to say that I think the Natsu Valley has more pavement than any other part of the state.
Okay, the only thing I want is for Senator Ferguson to make the same amendment on this bill as he's made on my last two on the floor. Hearing no objection, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7 will be calendared. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 30, this is another biggie, relating to traffic control measures on the Glen and Palmer Wasilla Highways, Evergreen Street in the Matsu Borough, and the George Parks Highway at the community of Cantwell.
All it does is just ask him to do something.
Hearing no objections, we'll calendar SCR 30, and I'm looking for that same Ferguson amendment on that one. SJR number 38, relating to a nuclear-free Arctic.
I'm sure I'd like to hold this off and look at the difference between the two versions.
Oh, okay, there's no objections to doing that. Okay, we'll hold SJR 30.
Can we have somebody from Vic Fisher's staff get up here?
Usually they're here. Ginger, can you talk about this bill?
Yes, ma'am, I can. I would at this point like to defer to Steve Kagish from our staff also, because that is more intimately familiar with the bill.
Is it all right with you to take up right now? Would you come forward, please, and talk about this and answer Senator Kelly's questions?
Sure. Steve Kadish from Senator Fisher's office. Your question is about the state of the river.
The difference between the two verses.
We tried to make more clear what the definition of Arctic, basically. It was unclear in the state affairs bill, and in the resources version, it defines Arctic as above the Arctic Circle. And then on the second page, near the bottom of the bill, resources added a phrase which said that were nuclear materials that were benign or safe or otherwise not harmful. I'm not sure what the wording is. That was another addition. The Department of Transportation had a question about the use of some equipment that they were using along their runways that had potentially some, either a new technology or the technology that they were considering that had some nuclear component as well as cement.
Page 2, line 11, obtain agreements and treaties to ban from the Arctic region all items capable of nuclear weapons delivery. There are items, aircraft or submarines. Do you classify those as items?
Say that again, please.
Do you classify those as items, submarines and aircraft?
That are capable of delivery? This bill can be...
Capable of nuclear weapons delivery.
This bill can be... What this bill is a message that Alaska, as well as the other Nordic countries, are concerned about establishing the discussion about a nuclear-free Arctic. It's basically sending a message, as you know, and that could be interpreted to include those items. But at this point, it's sending a message that Alaska is very concerned about the effect of nuclear materials and nuclear weapons, and that they want to ask our congressional delegation.
I'm going way overboard with this thing.
The message that I would like to send is it's desirable to me that nuclear weapons not be floating around in the Arctic, but that's every nation within the Arctic. That's not just the United States of America. That's not just Alaska. That includes the USSR. It includes Norway. It includes Sweden. It includes every nation above the Arctic Circle. And if it's clear in this resolution that we're including all nations in this as a good thing to do, then I'm prepared to support the resolution. I have no intention of supporting a resolution on a unilateral basis, whereas, you know, I'm not going to...
You're going to guarantee that Russia is going to live up to any agreement they sign?
And I'm not prepared to support it unless there are guarantees.
Wait, one at a time, please. Let the two senators finish their discussion. Senator Kelly.
Well, no, he's absolutely right. You know, that's always been the problem, is verification, so. And, you know, if in fact it can be verified, then let's do ourselves a favor and rid the Arctic of nuclear weapons.
Why do we go through 1, 2, 3, and 4? Why don't we just put a blanket to request to promote and initiate efforts to ban all nuclear use in the Arctic or going through all this.
Why can't we recommend this bill go to the Judiciary Committee?
I don't want it.
Do you have any objections?
We'll never see it again if it does.
Do you have any objections to countering the resources CS for Senate Jet Resolution 38?
Well, no, I think Senator Ray brought up a good point. You know, and he was saying, on line 5, page 2?
Mm-hmm. No, lines 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
yeah,
13,
we just stopped
15,
it up there and just made a flash statement that we were opposed to it and we wanted to do those things. But when you start in itemizing things, then you get into problems. Prevent all parties, including the military, from disposing of radioactive and nuclear waste in there. Sure, that's fine. Obtain agreements and treaties to prevent nuclear testing or nuclear devices in the Arctic region or elsewhere in the atmosphere. Who knows? Encourage bilateral and multilateral agreement. Treaties between nations establishing the region as a nuclear-free zone. Sure, that's fine to do all that stuff if you can get it, but how are you going to get it? Why are we always standing out with our thumb in our eye?
Well, we hope that there's a significant portion on the other side doing the same thing. The problem is they don't go to jail. You don't hear from them. Why don't we?
Do you advocate putting people in jail over here so we can hear from
them? Madam Chair,
I'll co-sponsor a bill.
Why don't we hang on to this and see if we can work the language out?
You'd like to keep this in the Rules Committee, and you're the subcommittee in charge of doing this, all right?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I don't intend to
amend that, have it go out, and with whatever language you can work on.
Why don't you just bring up a flat disclaimer of sorts, okay, instead of going through all that, okay?
I see.
Could you do that?
For this committee.
You don't have any pride in authorship anyway, do you?
Yes, for this committee. We'll hold it 1 week for next Wednesday, and please work with Senator Kelly and Senator Ray, okay? So we'll hold CS for the Senate Joint Resolution Number 38 for a rule CS that you're going to work up.
Because I've found that in 20 years' time, it's not the big things that get you in trouble. It's little things like this that they point with disdain and anger and contempt about. Little things that don't really make that much difference.
Gentlemen, CS for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill 16. This bill has been before us 3 times. And twice it has got calendared, and every time it's gone back to a different committee, and the different committee has never changed one word, and here we have it for the 3rd time. What is the will of the committee? That the committee would like to object to calendaring this bill, I can support that. But if we throw it out there one more time, I'm going to object if they try to give it back to us again.
I'll move that we move out the committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 16, Finance.
Hearing no objections, we'll do it. We'll be calendared. CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill 446, Judiciary, an act relating to the duty to stop at the direction of a peace officer. Senator Ray, what is this?
This is to fill a loophole in the present law that if a peace officer is driving or operating a vehicle and he tells you to stop, and like you're going to a fire or an ambulance, or stay away from there, and you don't stop, then you're in trouble.
And they can't give you a ticket
now?
Not
now, no.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, correct?
You know, the problem I see is if somebody says they're a police officer, you know.
Well, it says there, if the peace officer is not driving or operating a vehicle, a motor vehicle, or operating an aircraft or watercraft, the officer shall wear the uniform of officer, display a badge or other symbol of authority.
Yeah, so I think that covers you on that point.
Right.
So any objections to calendaring CS Responsive Substitute 446 Judiciary?
Maybe you'd like to say something.
Senator Ray, did you mention that it was for emergency uses?
Yeah.
I think this covers non-emergency purposes, like if someone is pulled over for speeding. I think presently there are statutes for emergency situations.
This makes the same for regular infractions as it does for emergency stops.
I'm confused now. What does it do? I mean, is it?
It tells you to stop. If the guy tells you to stop and he blows a whistle,
stop.
Well, then you don't have nothing to worry about.
No, but who doesn't?
Some people don't.
With the policeman running after you,
that's
with
right.
The siren and all that, some
that's
people
right.
Don't. Oh, come on.
There is no statute.
There's no statute about it.
But they always get their man, right? So what? This will just give them an extra citation to throw on.
Is that
on
some kind of chauvinistic thing?
Absolutely. We women always stop.
And we talk about discrimination and harassment.
I don't see anything wrong with this. I always assumed you had to do this anyway.
Well, I did too. That's why I don't know why we.
There's nothing in the law that says you have to.
Exactly.
So they're putting it in the law.
There was
one of heavyweights.
We dismissed a case because there was no law covering this,
right.
And therefore,
all right.
We were unable to charge.
Okay. Them. Any objections to CS Responsive Substitute House Bill 446 Judiciary being calendared?
Wasn't this the Homer judge that did this?
Was this the Homer judge bill?
I don't know.
This will be calendared. CS for House Bill 479, an act relating to the issuance of citations for this is a lot of criminal justice stuff here. The citations for the violation of certain offenses within state parks and recreational facilities. What is this? Finance Committee. You did this? No. This doesn't cost any money.
Committee to go to?
I don't know.
Resources?
It didn't go to us. You'd think it would go to
judiciary,
but it didn't go to judiciary. I don't know where it went.
Went to resources.
Went to some resources.
Everybody liked it in resources.
Yeah.
Any objections? Yes, Ginger? Do you have a comment?
I was only going to say this is not my bill or my senator's bill. I am familiar with it if you have questions. If you don't.
Does anyone have questions for a bystander?
Well, it depends. Does the senator support the bill?
I would assume
his
so.
Name is on a due pass on the committee report.
Yeah, what's it about you?
Basically, what it is, do I need to come in and check in?
Now, Ginger is speaking to us from the audience. Go ahead.
Basically, what it does is it provides a bail schedule for paying fees whenever you're cited for a park violation. Right now, it requires that you must say you're in Kenai vacationing for the weekend, you commit a littering offense, you're getting a citation. It means that 10 days later, you have to drive back down to Kenai and appear in court. Even if you want to plead guilty and just pay the fine,
bail for littering,
it provides a way that you can pay the fine.
Great.
Feeding the bears.
Hearing no objections to calendaring CS for House Bill 479, you're feeding the bears?
If illegally feeding the bears, you can bail in your money.
Okay. Senate CS for House Bill 504 is an act establishing the teacher scholarship loan program. For the information of the committee, there's a proposed CS here that changes the definition of rural. And Senator Ferguson, I was told you had no problems with this as you carried the bill in finance.
Yeah, I have
okay.
No,
any objections to adopting the Rules Committee CS?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Just a minute.
What's the new definition?
Yes, I have an objection to this.
Yes.
This is putting it back to exactly what it was before it was in judiciary. Naturally, we have an objection to that.
All right. Would you then want to calendar the finance CS? It was a proposed CS by the author. I throw that out for your information. If the committee rejects that, we can back up one step and go to the finance CS.
Why don't we back up two steps and go to the judiciary?
Then your problem is with Senator Ferguson.
Well,
I'm not prepared to make a decision on this.
May I say that the sponsor of the bill likes the finance version?
Well, naturally it does. I don't care about it, except that I would like to be supportive of the bill, and I am supportive of the scholarship loan program, but I'm not supportive of discriminatory actions against every other teacher, every other student, or prospective loan applicant in the state. You're giving them a complete write-off in 4 years, you give them 100% write-off in 4 years, and you're giving them $10,000 a year loan. And the regular is $6,500, and
it's not as if you're not paying them out there when they're teaching.
And there's no guarantee that you don't have somebody from Southeast Alaska go up to an Arctic village and teach. Come on, Frankie.
I'm just doing this, Frankie.
I don't care. I'm going to have to talk to you.
Can we recommend the finance CS for the calendar?
We're working all we can do to desegregate people, and you want to go back and segregate them again. You don't want white teachers in the native villages, and then we're trying to keep white teachers and white students and black students and native students and get them all together, and you want to go back to the old good old days, you know?
Of course, Senator Ferguson.
It's all your fault.
This is the prime sponsor is Speaker Hayes, and this is one of his biggies. And why don't we make all these arguments on the floor and go ahead and calendar the rural CS, and then that'll give us more ammunition to fight it on the floor. Any objections? All right, hearing none, that's what we'll do then. Thank you, Senator Ferguson. Mm-hmm. House bill for being that boy over there. Senate CS for CS for House Bill 520, the second judiciary CS, and this is an act relating to criminal use of computers. Senator Ray?
Isn't there rules substitute for this?
No.
Seems like every bill that comes out, you know, what the hell's use in sending your committees? If you're going to play games with the House, leadership over there to get your bills out.
I thought Huffman
rolled out a little bit.
That is sort of embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about this? You're the one that pulled it off the calendar to have a new CS, and what have you done with it?
We put the two words in there, computer program, which were left
on
out.
On line 18?
Line 18 and every other place it appears.
Okay.
And we gave a definition in the back of what a computer program meant.
Okay.
It filled a very gaping hole.
And you got this information from that last workshop you went to.
Well,
down
I went
south,
down to
you?
Portland, Oregon, yes.
Yeah. See, it's not always a junket. All right, any of
that ain't all I got.
Calendaring this bill.
I got several other bills.
I'm sure you did.
Several
House
other
Bill
bills.
520. CS, Senate CS for CS for House Bill 548, Finance, an Act relating to state assistance for community health aid programs and providing for an effective date. This bill has the support of the Health and Social Services Department and the House leadership, any objections to countering this bill? There's an objection. Any other objections? Objections?
Madam Chair, I have a question.
State your question, sir.
On page 1916, during each fiscal year, a qualified regional health organization or local health organization is entitled to a grant of $8,000 for each primary community health aide or person with similar training as determined by the department who averaged at least 20 hours, blah, blah, blah. What if there's only $100,000 in the budget?
Then that's all they can give out.
Is it first come, first served?
Yeah.
So they say that.
Well,
you know, I know they're going to come back and say, hey, you know, you owe us $120,000.
Yeah, but you're only looking at $1.3 million program. It's not much for that.
To supplement the, sure, the amount the governor has, and then comes up $2.8 million.
Look at all the guys that signed yes over here, see? John Sackett and Joe Josephson, Free, Vic Fisher, Mulcahy.
This bill has been well received.
Harry, no other objections. We'll calendar 548. Finance. CS for House Bill 552 is an act making special appropriations for the development of the adult injection bison range. Senator Kelly, would you quit, please?
We've got to send those bison back where they came from. We can't afford farms and bison, too, for God's sakes. It's driving us crazy. There's no earthly reason for Alaska to have those bison up there. They don't make sense. Let's open up a zoo. But let's keep it down to about 50 acres. You know, this is outrageous.
This is the zoo. It funds the zoo.
Can anybody give me a good explanation of why we're keeping those bison alive? Why don't we just send it back to where they came from?
Senator Kelly.
So some guy up there in Delta can go out and shoot one every year? I mean, so they can draw 50 permits or whatever?
That's how they get their money.
Who, the bison?
No, the people.
Oh.
They coax a bison on their land and sue the state. It's a way of life, you guys.
They do it with barley. You owe them money to plant the barley so they can coax the bison onto their land so they can, yes. Any objections to counter CS for House?
A barley patch here and a barley patch there. One is... It says for this is for harvesting and this is for the bison. When the bison comes up to the
city. Is there any other objections to calendar this bill? Hearing no other objections, we'll calendar the bison. I thought about having a bison day tomorrow and we'd calendar all this. CS for House Bill 553 is an act relating to court facilities. This puts the word leasing in so that the court, the third branch of government over there, could be in charge of leasing and occupying and designing and planning and all that kind of good stuff for their buildings. Any objections to countering this bill? Hearing no objections, we'll calendar this bill. CS for House Bill 563, Finance. House Bill 693, an act relating to principal and income of trust and providing for an effective date.
It shouldn't come to judiciary either, did it?
I don't know. Did it?
No. Nope.
It says it was referred by the Judiciary Committee.
To where?
No, you wrote it.
We did?
Well, it says Judiciary.
Yeah, that's House.
Oh, House, sorry. Do you want this bill, Senator Ray?
No.
Oh, it did come to Judiciary. There's Ziegler, Josephson, and Pettyjohn, and Bill Ray on here.
And what did we say?
Well, they all said do pass, and you said no rec.
Is that what I said? Where does it say that online?
April 27th, it wasn't too long ago.
I hardly remember that.
Well, that's a House bill.
This is 693.
Yes? What
this
am
is
I on?
653.
Oh, why do you have
you
653?
Okay?
I'm on 693.
Well, this says 653.
What are you on, Senator Ferguson?
693.
What are you on, Senator Kelly?
693.
Senator Ray.
What happened to 653?
We calendared it.
We calendared it.
Not yet.
Yes, we did. You missed it.
How did I miss it? We were just talking here. I wanted to make a...
We calendared it already.
I wanted to make a Rules Committee substitute in Section 2.
We'd have to rescind our calendaring motion.
Well, I didn't even vote on it. I would like to... Seriously, I'd like to make this... Why not let the Supreme Court enter into lease purchase agreements for construction of court facilities, period? Why just limit it to Anchorage? If you're going to give them the authority, let them do it any other place.
I don't have any trouble with that either.
Well, why don't we just knock out in Anchorage?
Can I tell my little story here?
Sure.
Okay. Commissioner Rudd called me earlier today, or her staff called, and wanted to make an amendment to the bill. And it's not a bad amendment, and the court people didn't have any trouble with it. They're afraid that if we make any motions at all or make any changes in the bill and it goes back to the House, that the bill may get stuck over there. So in the Lisa Rudd amendment, they're going to make a court rule announcing that it's their intention not to throw any executives out without a year's notice to avoid that possible amendment. So I throw this out. The sponsor of the bill and both the House leadership said it might not be a good idea to make any changes in the bill because it may then get bogged down in the system. If you still want to make your change, I can support that, but I wanted you to know the whole story.
Well, are we interested in good legislation, or are we interested in patty cake in between people?
Whatever.
Well, we can do that next year, though. They've only got the plans for the one.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. We haven't rescinded. Now, can we be on 693, Senator Ray? All right. Any objections to calendaring House Bill 693?
We know all about that one.
What is it?
That's the principal and income of trust.
Yes, but you're in no rec. Why don't you like the bill?
Because I don't understand it. That's why I'm in no rec.
Is there anyone here?
All the attorneys understood it. I didn't.
Is there anyone here that can tell us about it? It's by the Code Revision Commission. They're probably
nobody opposed to the bill.
Nobody's opposed to this bill?
It's a private thing. It's a private thing it's the income, principal and income of are the trust of private in private estates, and it has nothing to do with state monies or anything else. It's in the private estate of the...
Hearing no objections, will calendar House Bill 693. House Bill 694 is an act relating to the administration of decedents' estates.
Yes.
Senator Ray?
I understand this one. This increases the allowances that the surviving spouse gets, and they were limited only to $12,000 before, and now it's up to $27,000. This is when they die intestate, so they at least get that much out of the estate, irrespective of anything else or anybody else.
Any objections to calendaring House Bill 694? Hearing none, 694 will be calendared. HCR 53, requesting the State Geographic Board to name an unnamed lake near Ketchikan as Ed Todd Lake. Any objections?
No.
Hearing no objections. Meeting adjourned. Gentlemen, thank you.
How about this? Where's the bill we're going to consider again this today on the correctional facilities, on the correctional supervisors?
I missed that one. That's my fault.
106 or 109?
209. 209. It's 209. Can we have, when Senator Bennett's here, can we have a Rules Committee meeting tomorrow?
Fine.
Okay. That's my fault. I made that error.
Okay.
Okay. Please sign the bills, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.